Net control. This is KM4, JBS, Kilo Bravo Sierra, Chase, and Landrum. Sorry to jumping out of turn, but I just wanted to get in and say hello. Thanks.
Again, please.
Kilo Juliet Bravo Sierra, Chase, and Landrum.
I was just fixing to go back to Echo Link and check it out, and I saw, you on Echo Link. I'm sorry it took me so long to go back to it, but I was on the roll here. I got to get used to going back to Echo Link every time I go through one list of letters here. I'm sorry that I didn't go back. KM4, JBS, Chase up in Landrum. Chase, this is the first time you've checked in with me, and we're here every night at 9 o'clock, different net control station each night. And we would love to have you checking in each and every night or whenever possible. So, I've got you in the book, and I've got one more Echo Link station. Echo Link station and Echo Link stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. I know who it is. That is KO4HKAX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick had told me earlier that he might be in the dark spot up there and couldn't get in the repeater. But I told him that I'd go ahead and check him in by a telephone relay. So, Patrick, if you can hear, I've got you in the logbook. And I know once you got home, you'd stick around and listen to the rest of it anyway. But, Patrick, if you can hear, I've got you in the logbook. And thank you, buddy. Moving up to the paper. Echo through hotel, E through H. If the first letter in the suffix you recall begins with E through H, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
For your 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, team in Taylor's, negative and negative. Got throat trouble on enunciation here is not too good. Anyway, over.
You may have this group by yourself. Man, I hope I can get two more. That was W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's, and I don't believe he's out there in his tent portable tonight. Or it may not be raining in Taylor's. Glad you could check in, Gene. We got you in the logbook. All right, anybody else, E through H, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Unusual for that group. We'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you've got a letter in your call sign at all, and you are a general a technician class at least, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Control. Echo 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus. Good, it won't. I'll be negative and negative.
Somebody's making it into the repeater, but you may be on a HT. Move around just a little bit and try it again. I'm not quite making it. I'll go ahead and catch the one I got here. Kilo Echo 4, Zanzibar Echo Foxtrot. Keith, I couldn't read my own writing there. That was Keith. All right, should have known that. Up in Columbus. Thank you for checking in, Keith. You making a good trip into the repeater. That other station that's trying to check in, give her another try. That station.
Hey, but I don't hear any audio there, Walt.
All I'm hearing. Well, one last call. A through Z, Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control.
4OIM? Evening, Walt. Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Papa Bravo. This is Jack up in Mills River, and I'll be in and out this evening. Thank you.
Good evening, Gary. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4OW, Richard Greenville. No traffic, no round table.
Name again? I missed your name because I was lacking. My name is Walt, and you call me Gary.
The name Richard. Walt, I'm sorry.
What's up, Matt Group? We had W4. APB, that's Jack up in Mills River. I'm not far down the road from you, Jack. I'm down here right below New Prospect on Lake Bowen. Glad to get you checked in. And then K4ROW, that's Richard, over in Greenville. And Jack, you won the door prize tonight. You was my 50th check-in. I'm glad to get you and Mr. Richard checked in. And anybody else, A through Z, one last call. Please call K4OIM or net control.
Control, checking in. Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Johnny and Campabella, negative and negative.
November 1, X-ray, radio, radio, Michael, and Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Come back with your call and your location, please.
Control, that will be Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Campabello.
There's KO4, TJQ. Johnny up in Campbell. I'm not far from you either. Really, I'm close to everybody up here at Lake Bowen. I'm just right down the road, Highway 11, right here where you get up on 26. I'm about 2 miles down the road there. If you come down 26, before you get to Lake Bowen, you're in my backyard. Thanks for checking in, Johnny. Then N1XRR, that's another N1 call. That's Michael over in Traveler's Rest. And Michael, I believe this is the first time you've checked in with me. We are here every night at 9 o'clock. Different net control station each night. And I'd like to invite you to check in each and every night you can. And tomorrow night is Mr. Gary's net, and he's got a swap net there where you can keep anything to do with ham radio equipment. And I know Gary would be glad for you to stop in and check with him and buy something, or either put something on his book to sell, or either trade. Thanks again, Michael. I'm going to be like Chad now. As long as I can get him, I'm going to keep calling. Anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control. I believe I might have got them all. This is K4OIM, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all that checked in tonight. stations wishing to secure now may do so. We will now begin the ratio portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between ratios. And first up, well, the only one I got left on the stump tonight is Mr. John, KN4, RJN, up there in Brown Summit. Boy, you got a clean stump tonight, John, because it is well washed off today.
This is KN4RJN. Hey, Walt. How you doing? Did you make it over to breakfast the other morning?
I mean, John, I had a time on Friday night getting to sleep. That was like last night. I didn't go to sleep till about 5 o'clock this morning. And then I took my amphotripline Thursday nights when I couldn't sleep. And I took my amphotripline Friday night, and my daughter knew that I'd been up about all night. And she let me sleep. I didn't wake up till about a quarter to 12 Saturday. So, no, I slept right through it, John.
Roger. Well, it sounds like you needed it, so that's okay. Give me a call sometime tomorrow. I'll give you a couple phone numbers to call and see if we can work out some transportation for you to get to your eye appointment. Otherwise, how you doing, Errol, man?
What's causing me not to be able to sleep 2 or 3 nights a week? I mean, I'll be tired and go up there and go to bed, and I just lay there and think about all kind of things. Think about these doggone boat anchors I got down here, wondering when the parts are going to come in, and wondering if that tube is going to be all right. And I just think about all kind of things. I just lay there as my mind is busy, busy, busy. I wish it was that way during the daytime when I'm down here looking on the internet, on Facebook, trying to find, I'm not Facebook, but YouTube, trying to find out what's going on with that brine laundry down there. And I went and got shelves Saturday evening, got some shelving board to put shelves down here in my shack, and Chad called me this morning, KO4NUE, he called me this morning and told me that he and his wife's got about 3 more days to go under that quarantine, and if I couldn't get any transportation to the my doctor, he'd be glad to come over and take me down there. But yesterday, I got my new Medicare book, and I opened it up, and right there at the front, it said, for transportation to appointments, call this number. And I called that number, and they said, why in the world would they offer you one-way transportation, John? I said, it's not 8 miles down the road from my house, and I won't be in there 30 or 45 minutes. And he said, well, since this is the first time you've used this service, and you've had WellCare insurance with us for about 8 years, I guess we could wait on you this one time. They'll take you there, but they ain't gonna come back and get you, and I don't know, it's a joke.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, that that sounds kind of silly to to take you and not get you back. That's if you need transportation there, it stands to reason you need transportation back. I don't know what that's all about. But, yeah, if your buddy can get you there, great. If Medicare will, you know, be so kind as to get you there and get you back, whatever. But if not, if any of that doesn't pan out or you need some help, you give me a call and I'll give a couple of my buddies down there a call. We'll get you there one way or the other, Walt. Otherwise, how you doing? Can't sleep, can't see, can't hear. Other than that, how'd you like the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
that Wendy last night, you and her talked up something, John. When you asked her what the weather was like down here, and she said, well, it rained a little yesterday, but we ain't had no frog strangler. I had never heard that word or that phrase. Well, this morning, we have a frog strangler. I've never seen it so hard in all my life, unless it was a hurricane. And thunder and lightning up till about, I don't know, 11 or 12 o'clock. The sun came out for a little bit, then it clouded up and pouring rain again, John. Y'all getting any rain up your way? KM4RJN, K4OIM.
This is KM4RJN. We got a little rain the other day, but nothing like, we weren't strangling too many frogs, I don't believe. It came down hot and heavy, but only for, you know, just a little while, and then it slacked off. But we're not getting anything right now. In fact, it's clear skies out there right now. I had never heard frog strangler either, but apparently that's a thing. I've heard worm grounders, and I'm trying to think of some of the other things I've heard in the past, but frog strangler, I had not heard that one either, so I don't know if that's a southern thing or if that's just regional to this particular area, but I thought that was pretty good. But you're going to do your round table after we wrap up here?
I got KO4NUE sitting back, and he's a member of the Thermal Belt Club up in Landrum. And Chad, he's always got questions of his own, and then some of the people in the club up there, they have him to ask questions rather than embarrass her. They think they embarrass herself by getting on here and asking certain questions. And Chad has went from a student to being a teacher, John. I'm really proud of Chad. He just got his... He got his general about technician about 5 or 6 months ago, and in about 2 months he got his general, and then about 6 weeks ago his wife Anna, she went and got her technician, and both of them are alternate net control stations now. When somebody can't make it, they have really stepped up into the hobby. And Chad is really, really interested in this hobby, in passing traffic and Skywarn and Aries. He's asking questions all about that. And really proud of Chad. So you got anything else, John, before I go back and check for any other check-ins?
This is KM4RJN. Negative. that's all for me, Walt. I'll say 73s and back on out of here. But again, if you need some help getting to your eye appointment, you give me a holler and I'll hook you up with some guys down there at the Legion. And first Saturday next month, if you can get up in the morning on Saturday, head on over and get some breakfast and meet the guys over there. I think you'll enjoy it. You take care of yourself, Walt. I'm going back on out of here. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
RJN, K4OIM. All right, John. I really appreciate you checking in and taking interest in my health and all and trying to help me. But I'll say 73s for now. And see if I got any more check-ins. A through Z, Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control. Good. Excuse me. All right. Looks like we got them all checked in, and we've been through the right shoe portion. This is I've got to send my net report in now, and I will be back in just a moment to close the net out. And like to remind anybody that once we close the net out, we have what's called a round table here for any of the you guys and gals that's got any questions about ham radios, about radio or antennas or grounding or anything. There's always somebody sticking around that can answer your question. So give me just a moment, and I will send my net report in. What was wrong there, folks? But I had to try to send it in three times. They kept saying it was void. It wouldn't take it. But this is K4OIM now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for all that checked in. We will now secure the repeater and turn it back to regular amateur use. 73s, good night, and God bless. This is K4OIM. Open it up for a round table discussion here for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Mr. Chad, you're the only one up right now, but I know there's always somebody back there in the woods that's got questions, and they'll get in here. Go ahead. KO4NUE, K4OIM. Have you went to sleep, Chad?
K4OIM, KO4NUE. Sorry about that, Walt. I had my radio over on the other band. Sorry about that. So I made some adjustments to my radio before I start. Can you hear me? Is everything good to go?
Something perfect for a Kenwood.
Oh, right out of the gate, huh? Okay, all right, that's cool. okay, so anyone listening that's new, hey, Geek Pro, kind of know what's going on Tuesday nights, and hey, step up. It's the only way you're going to learn. Don't be afraid to ask. Nobody here is negative towards that at all. So just want to throw that out there. So, Walt, I have four questions tonight. Two of them may be a little bit long in the tooth, I'm not sure. But I want to go ahead and knock out the short ones first. And the first one is probably going to be a net manager question. And Gary and Dave, if you are in there, and Dave, if this needs to be a private question, please let me know and I'll move on to the next one. But my question is, on the net control message number, that's where the net controller puts in their serial number. And I'm not sure how to ask this, but I'm not sure if that is something that matters, unless it matters just to me or the net controller. But I am using a Julian date to mark my message numbers. Is that going to be an issue? Does it need to fall into some kind of number system?
W4DJW, no, that is just for you. That's for your records. I'll keep track of it for you if I can, if you don't put it in a format that I can't take on the net report that you send in, which so far nobody's sent in anything that it won't take. But you can try it beforehand if you want to set it up. If you're going to put mixed alphanumeric or something like that, you might be able to trip it up. But I don't think so. I think you'll be fine. But it's not for my records. I don't send it on. I keep track of it for you in case you want to go back and see what it was. I can go back and look them up and let you know what it was, but I don't use that for anything. That's solely for your usage. W4DJW.
I just want to make sure the Julian calendar I'm using does not have letters in it, but I just wanted to make sure that was okay. Okay, so this is another short one and may seem a little strange, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it anyway. By definition, and that's kind of important, by definition, is CW a form of digital mode? The reason I'm asking that is I'm trying to put this into some type of category. And I understand that it's not going through a computer. It's generated at a paddle. But it's not voice. And it's not software driven. So what category does that fit in? In other words, is it a form of digital mode?
I'm correct. And that other question you asked, you had me wondering. Because when I started calling the net, I started with 01. That was my first time to call the net. And tonight I am at number 41. So I guess I was doing it correct. But Dave or Larry or anybody else out there, am I correct in saying CW is just strictly AM?
Well, W4DJW, I'll pass it on. If you look, and Chad prefaced that with by definition. So if you look up the definition of digital versus and the other side of digital, right, it's analog. You get digital on one side and analog on the other. The difference between analog and digital technologies is that analog technology, information is translated into electric pulses of varying amplitude. In digital technology, translation of information is into binary format, a 0 or a 1, on or off, where each bit is representative of two distinct amplitudes. If you look at CW, you have a distinct amplitude. It is on or it is off. There's no half on, there's no half off. In amplitude, right, and you have a sine wave, and you can have a quarter of a wave, you can have a half wave, you can have three quarters of a wave, a full wave. So with amplitude, you have infinite granularity. In digital modes, you have whatever your processing solution is. It might be a human ear. It might be a computer. It has limited processing capability. So digital can only go so far. Amplitude can go to infinity, right? So analog information, infinity, digital information, the speed of your processor, whether that's a human ear or whether that's a machine you built and you've labeled it a computer. Right? So I hope that helps. By definition, CW is digital. It's either zero or one. Dit, dit, dit. Those are all on or off. W4DJW.
I knew I could get it into some kind of category. Okay, so we rolling now. I'm excited about that. So I know some people out there that do a lot of CW. I know CW is a lot more than that. I'm admitting that, a lot more. But just to get it into a category for the way my mind works, I know where to put that now, and that will mean something at my station. It may not mean something to somebody that's a CW master, but for right now, that's where I need to put it, and I need a place for things. If anybody can connect with that, okay. So here's the next question, and let me preface the question by saying, in our studies in the past, or my questions in the past related to all of the bands, all of the high frequency bands, I think I have made a connection as far as propagation is concerned. And I just want to be distinct with that word, as far as propagation is concerned. And here is my observation, and I would like if the more experienced operators can tell me, Chad, you're wrong, or you're right, or maybe. So the question is, in the observation that I have made, as the sun comes up, you go down in frequency. And what I mean by that is, so I've been trying to watch the gray line and the solar index, and I'm hoping that my connection is correct in saying, as the sun comes up, you have to go down in frequency because of a propagation issue. Am I correct, wrong, or just maybe?
So you called it frequency instead of bands. Let me see if I got it. So if you refer to it by the band, like 20 meters, 40 meters, 80 meters, you're going up, right? As the sun comes up, you would go down. As the sun goes down, you would go up. But if you're talking frequency, you use the word frequency. If you're talking frequencies, right, like 80 meters is 3.8, 3.7, 3.9. As the sun comes up, you go up to 14, to 20 meters, right, or 21, right, to 15 meters. You're going to go up in frequency, but that's going down in band. Let's see, 80 meters is bigger than 20 meters, so you're going down in the band from 80 down to 20, but you're going up in the frequency from 3 up to 14. So it depends. You said frequency. So in frequency, as the sun comes up, you go up in frequency. As the sun goes down, you go down in frequency. I think that's, is that what you meant? W4DJW.
My bad, Dave. I did mean band. That is correct. So my observation is correct. And let me rephrase the question. As the sun goes up, you go down in bands. Bands containing the frequency ranges, but I understand. Let's just stick with band. Am I correct in my personal observation about that, if you use the word band?
Yes. that's just my answer. You might get Gary or Larry or Walt or somebody else to throw it in, but yeah, that's typically what I do.
K4JBQ. Well, good evening, everybody. Make sure I've got it here. Chad, that's a marvelous question. It's good on its own, and Dave was right on the money. But another thing it points out is that many times, whether in conversation or in print, people will refer to going up or going down and not specify whether they're talking about band or frequency. If you listen closely to what Dave said, it's very important if we're talking about direction. It's very important to specify whether you're talking about bands or frequencies, because they're exactly the opposite. And that has tripped me up more than I can tell you. And very intelligent people who've been in the hobby longer than all of us put together will not specify. And so you're left on your own to reason it out. Having a good basis, just as what Dave gave you, having a good basis to determine whether they actually meant frequency or whether they actually meant band, because they leave that out, it'll help you. It's sort of running your own interpretation of what they said. Anybody else have that issue? KK4JBQ.
NUE, let me make sure I got it. So here's what I'm doing. Is that because this seems to be a little ambiguous, and that is specifically why I asked the question, is that if you just listen and monitor, especially on high frequency, or I have noticed a couple of YouTube videos, it is not specified. It is ambiguous in my mind. It is depends on the person. So because this amateur radio is so, I have never seen a hobby that can be so technical and have completely different answers between operators and everybody still be correct. It blows my mind, but that's okay. So what, to alleviate confusion and to clear things in my mind for my station, I have got to be able to pin it on a map or on a reference plane of some sort. That way I know where I am, I know where I need to go, or I know how to move it to get there. And that's why this question is geared the way it is. To try to pin it down, because there are so many frequencies in my mind in the band ranges that if you told me 3.915, I could not tell you if that was 6 meters or 20 meters. I am having to look at my band chart every time I want to go to a different frequency to make sure I'm, number one, operating within my license class. And it is easier for me to know if I want to make a contact roughly at this time of day. I'm trying to pin it down to say, okay, well, if I want to make a contact here, I don't need to go to 80 meters this time of day. I need to go to 20 meters this time of day, just for example. And that's where I'm going with this. I know the more experienced operators may be saying, man, I don't understand why he's asking this, but it's just my mind and my station. And trust me, don't try to, you don't want to be in my mind to try to figure stuff like this out. It's going to make sense to me in my station is what I'm trying to say. So, I think that was a pretty good observation, and it took me a couple of weeks to come to that, but it finally clicked today, so I appreciate you answering that, and I just want to take the opportunity to take any more comments before I move to the last question.
Chad, all of us have been there. Some of us are midway. Some of us have been working so long on the bands that if you say 14.936 megahertz, everybody knows you're talking about 20 meters. But right off the top of my head, 17 meters, something I'm not that acquainted with, I couldn't tell you. I'd be looking it up. So along the way, everybody will develop a memory aid of some sort. It might not be something you can put your finger on, something that's back in the back of your head, some contact you made that was real important to you, and you don't know why, but after you make that contact, after it actually means something, then it's a memory aid, and you'll know, like in my case, where 17 meters is. I tried, when I was studying for general, I tried to memorize, and that didn't help. That didn't work. There's too much all at once, and it's just numbered, by the way, so I didn't have any memory aids. I pick them up as I go along. I've accepted that. But one thing that will confuse, and it's a common thing for people to do, they'll say, I'm going to go down to 80 meters if they're on 30. I'm going to go down to 80 meters. If you look at a band plan, 80 meters is listed before 30 meters. It's actually up on the chart. Some people get in, that orientation of where it is on the chart. I think the way Dave explained it, it helped me, actually. The way he explained it, it helps you put it in a perspective, and that's probably what will be the best thing, to have bands and frequency in the proper perspective. You did, or I guess it was Dave that indicated that some of these frequencies are best during certain parts of the day. And that takes a little more investigation. And it changes. KK4JBQ.
Exactly right. And that is when you say that some people say, well, I'm going up to 80 meters or I'm going down to 80 meters. I am learning that when sometimes in this hobby when an adjective is used or especially a direction, that doesn't necessarily mean the same thing for my station as it does your station. So when I hear that in my mind, I omit the direction, for example. And instead of I'm going go down to 80 meters or go up on the frequency just a little bit, because I have been off frequency, and the distance station will tell me, hey, you're off frequency, you need to go up or you need to go down. I struggle with that a little bit. So my response to that is just go to 80 meters. It doesn't matter if I need to go up or down. It's I'm going to 80 meters, and I'm going to leave out that direction. And as far as the frequency is concerned, so just in case anybody's listening, I was on 80 meters with a group I met the other day, and I did not push the lock button on my menu, and my microphone cable hit the tune knob and knocked it off of frequency just a little bit. So the listening end was telling me, hey, you're off frequency. You need to get back on frequency. And it took me a little bit to figure out what he was saying, because I remember looking at my mind, and I hit the memory button, and it took me straight to it. So I had to think about what he was saying for a second. After I figured out what was going on and got back on frequency, I asked him, the distant end, who was in Tennessee, I think, could you take your radio off frequency just a little bit so I can hear what that sounds like? Because that is not the first time I have heard somebody say that. Not necessarily to me, but I have heard other people in a talk group say, hey, you're off frequency just a little bit. You know, come up or come down or whatever. I can't do that right now. I'm not smart enough to do that. I'm smart enough to say, okay, I'm going to. Doesn't matter if I'm going up or down. I'm going to. And that may mean something different here at my station. But just in case, you know, just for your knowledge, being able to ask the distant end to go off frequency so I can hear what that sounds like made all the difference for me. And he thought it was pretty strange, like, okay, we can do that. And then I got an opportunity to explain to him what I was doing, and of course at that point it made perfect sense to him. But that's the lesson that I learned this week is, you know, if I'm off frequency, I don't need to know go up or down right now. I need to know to go to, and I need to know what that sounds like. So that was a good learning lesson for me.
Thank you. I would have you recall a question that was asked earlier. A bona fide reason for expecting to sometime or other hear up or down. And that is when the station that you wish to communicate with is perhaps a DX station. And he expects a lot of people to call. And so he will work split frequencies. He'll have the frequency he is talking on and you're receiving, but he wishes you to transmit on another frequency, slightly removed from his own. So that would be a split. And the split is usually referred to as, oh, for instance, up 10. So he means 10 kilohertz, maybe he means 10 kilohertz off of his frequency. So wherever you hear him, you move up. He may say move down, but that's where you will transmit. You will still listen to him on the frequency he's transmitting on, and your rig will do that. KK4JBQ.
I totally understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, for right now, as congested as all this information is in my mind right now, that is a suitable answer for right now. As I gain experience and move through the bands a little bit and start to experiment with the radio some, that will change, but I need a foundation to grow off of. So right now my foundation is just that, as simple as possible, and let me work what is simple, and then as the condition or the situation changes, that will force me to grow a little bit, and I'll have to come off of that foundation to determine, okay, well, up in frequency means the number gets bigger or the number gets smaller. I know this sounds crazy, but I'm just not ready for that right now. I know I will be, but truthfully, I don't. It's a struggle for me to know what is up and down right now, because just like Dave mentioned a few minutes ago, it depends on what you're saying. Are you talking about the bands? Are you talking about the frequencies? Because those mean different things. So I just want to stay right here for now and let me get comfortable with that for a little bit. And I'm going to grow off of that, because let me let this thing drop. Sounds pretty simple to somebody like you or Dave, who has the experience level on the bands and the frequencies. Just try to understand where I am. And actually, if you get an opportunity, Dave and Larry, just to put things into reference so that you know when you started off, in case you have forgotten, because you gain experience and you kind of leave behind all of that growing pain stuff. You remember it, and you remember how difficult it was, but I'm not sure you remember how painful that was. I am in that painful stage right now because I don't even have a foundation on some things other than a reference point that's got nothing to do with this hobby. So, to put that in perspective, if you get an opportunity, and the next time you're on YouTube, I have a perfect example to put this in perspective in case you have forgotten. It's called Retro Turbo Encabulator. Retro Turbo Encabulator. And it is a commercial. It's technical jargon, and it's a joke. It's a farce. It's a video that when you watch it, you'll understand exactly what I'm trying to say. And you might even find it comical, because that's what it's intended to be. But when you listen to it, you're going to have no idea what the guy's saying. And that's, on some of these questions, that's where I am. And I have to kind of grow my own way. And the bigger questions will come, but I just need that bedrock right now, and I'll move from there. So if there's any more comments, I'm going to pause. If not, I'll move to the last question.
JBQ, I couldn't let that go. It's been perhaps a year or so. It took a while for that to... I thought I misheard you. Then you repeated yourself, and no, I didn't mistake what you said. And then you explained it, and I've listened to those. They actually made, during that period of time, I can't recall when it was, but they made two or three versions, and they all were just as hilarious. Splitting your side type of funny. I'm glad you remind me of that. There is one other thing, however, that will sneak up on you perhaps, and that is we are spoiled, all of us hams in this era. Well, not all of them perhaps, but you will connect with this, Walt. There are some radios from the boat anchor days, from the tube days, that drift. There are some that's a characteristic of the Swan. Their frequencies drift. So while you're in QSO with someone, they may start sounding different. Their voice will change, and if they drift badly, you'll lose them. And then you go searching for them on, you know, about changing your VFO. That's out of your control, but if you know that it's probably frequency drift, they may be, their radio is not working properly,
you know what you're listening to. That's another thing to be aware of, anyway. And thank you for that reminder about the discombobulator. KK4JPQ.
First HF transceiver was a Swan 500. They don't drift.
KI4LCI4.